This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to Activity Quest. This is the podcast packed full of things you can do. My name's Dan. Thank you for listening and a very happy new year. We got loads of exciting things coming up for you in Activity Quest right the way through 2021. We're kicking off with Anna Louise in a forest. I know, we're going big, we're going early. She's going foraging and woodland walking, which is an activity that you can do no matter where you are in the country or what level of restrictions that there might be. We'll also find out what's happening across the UK in our events guide. Bex will be here. She's telling us something that you can actually do at home this weekend. Perfect for the first episode of 2021. It's a craft that involves some New Year's resolutions. And it's also a brand new season on Mini Motley Sanctuary. Winter is officially here. As if you didn't notice, it's freezing outside. And we're finding out what that means back on the farm. Now, come on, you know this by now. Every week on Activity Quest, we get out and about, we find out what's happening near you. This time, it's something that is quite literally near you. Pop your head outside. You'll probably see this very place right now, wherever you are in the country. I reckon you're not very far from a forest or the great outdoors. Let's find out where Anna Louise is this week.
I've just arrived at Leybourne Lakes, a country park surrounded by water, wildlife and walkways to explore. And I'm joined by a very special guest. It's Kath Prisk, the founder of Outdoor People, who are passionate about getting children and families outdoors. They organise wild walks, they take families camping and campaign so that children have the space and the opportunity to get outdoors every day. And right now we're heading off on an adventure around the lakes. Kath, other than walking, what other things can families do to get outside?
The main barrier to getting outdoors is literally just walking outside your front door. Just thinking of the outdoors as a big adventure. You literally only have to go 6 metres. You'll find a tiny little plant. You'll get down on the ground and you could maybe get a magnifying glass and see into that tiny, tiny world. It will just blow your mind. If, as a child, you're dragged along to get to an end point, that's really not so much fun. For a lot of children, it's the journey that matters. It's stopping and going, oh, look, that root over there, that looks, oh, that's digging deep down into the water and drinking of the very earth. It's looking for the mushrooms and then finding out that apparently there are mushrooms like a mile underneath every tree. I know.
What? I never knew that before.
Mushrooms, are they?
Talking about mushrooms and plants and wildlife, what are some of the most exciting wildlife that you've spotted over the years when you've been walking, Kath?
Ooh, that's a good question. Kites was one of the most exciting. We were just driving down the M4 in England, and I just got the Ordnance Survey new app. It's a few years ago now, and they've got, like, you can look up little routes and look up places to go, and we needed to stop for a dog walk, so I was looking up what I could see, and I found Watership Down. I never knew it was a real place. I thought it was just a book.
So did I.
Watership Down is a real place and you can go visit it, and there are lots of rabbits there.
Stay down.
It's the dogs that you'll meet on every single walk.
It's definitely the dogs that you meet on every single walk.
The different breeds that you can spot that try and jump up your legs.
Absolutely. And it's the fleas that are on their back, and it's the bacteria in their tummy, and it's the leaves and the fungi that they eat, and the mosquitoes and the flies and the spiders. I love spiders. Spiders are great. And without all of this diversity of life, we are so impoverished. So we lose so much if we lose one thing. And this is why I say you don't have to go very far. I was recently working in a school in West London, Ark Bentworth School in Hammersmith. They are lovely. But they'd never done any outdoor learning before. So I was going in one day a week to introduce them to outdoor learning. It was a project by Learning Through Landscapes about the importance of space and place to people. Anyway, this primary school, tiny little green patch, maybe, I don't know, 6 metres by 4 metres, which for a school's pretty tiny, about 5 trees on the whole site. The head teacher said she had no idea how much wildlife was in this tiny patch of grass. And you're remembering, this is right next to the A40, which is like 8 lanes of traffic. It was just around the corner from there. Middle of Hammersmith, very city centre. And we found literally hundreds of worms. We found shield bugs, which Ooh. Are so cool. They look like a knight's shield.
Wow.
We found, what else? Ladybirds. We had a robin that came to visit us every time. Saw loads of magpies, loads of different birds. And I think the thing they really taught me is, like, it doesn't matter how small the space is, there will be creatures there. But it's our responsibility to increase that biodiversity.
I'd love to know what they're saying. I wonder if they have conversations just like us.
Oh, I'm sure they do. They're such sociable creatures, sparrows. So anytime you find a little bush, you can get the sparrows will just be going, have you seen this? Or like, have you seen there's loads of food over in number 23? Yeah, you should go and check it out, you know? I like how you've done your feathers. You just know that's what they're saying to each other. They're such sociable little creatures.
Kath, it's been so inspiring talking to you, especially as we're just losing the light. We're hearing the birds landing into the water and diving for fish. We can hear the swans, we can hear the sparrows in the bushes. For those listening who are inspired and want to find out all about you, the work that you do and your adventures, where can they find you?
Hi. So outdoorpeople.org.uk is our website. We've got Instagram, of course, and Facebook and Twitter. But yeah, come on Instagram and you'll see pictures of my brand new puppy who's 8 weeks old, and I've been carrying him around with us, and he's so cute.
He's been very good.
He has, hasn't he? Come on our website, outdoorpeople.org.uk. We've got a little shop selling cool things to help people get outdoors. We've got lots of blogs on there. There's one now, lovely blog on 5 top tips to get a reluctant friend to come for a little walk with you.
Thank you, Anna Louise. Remember, the rules on what you can, what you can't do at the moment, they have changed. They are different for every county. It's always important to check before you travel, to book in advance where you can, and always follow the local guidance too. In every episode of Activity Quest, we give you at least 5 things that you can do no matter where you are in the country. So if you can't do what we are recommending right now, add it on a list, keep it safe, and pop back, find it, go and do it another time. Whatever you get up to as well, whether it's at home, whether it's out or about, we really want to know. You can let us know by leaving a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this, or you can send us a message over at funkidslive.com/activityquest. All right then, it's time to find out what's happening across the UK.
Sat high above the English Channel, England's largest castle has been a key defensive stronghold for the country since the 11th century. Today, Dover Castle offers spectacular views across the Channel. If you visit on a clear day, you might spot our friends on the continent in the distance. It's packed with secret bunkers and towers to explore. As of us recording this, Dover Castle is open and it's operating its normal winter hours within Tier 3 restrictions. It means that indoor areas are currently closed and food and drink is takeaway only, but they are hoping to open those on January 4th. English-heritage.org.uk is the place to find out more about Dover Castle. Despite dating back to the era of the Roman Empire, much of Hadrian's Wall still runs through northern England. It stretches for 73 miles from coast to coast. Different sections of the wall provide different highlights, from panoramic views to the quiet of the Chester Trail near the North Tyne River. There are lots of things to explore along the wall, including castles and forts, Roman towns, and loads more. Just Google Hadrian's Wall to find out more about its history and see what's along it on the Visit England website at visitengland.com. And finally, one of the fun family things to do in Staffordshire's Apedale Country Park is a ride on Apedale Valley Light Railway. It's a narrow gauge railway and has special events all year round. Check the website at avlr.org.uk to see when trains are running. The whole thing is run by volunteers and ticket prices vary, but start from just £1.50.
Once again, a quick reminder, the rules on what you can, what you can't do at the moment, they have changed. They're different for every county. It's always important that you check before you travel, that you book in advance where you can, and always follow the local guidance. Now, if you can't get out and about right now, this is perfect for you. Something amazing for the very first episode of 2021 that you can do at home. Because it's the new year, and loads of people set resolutions, a promise to themselves, that you're going to try and do something. Maybe it's something that should be quite easy, like walking to school every day. Maybe you want to use the computer less, spend more time reading. Maybe you want to eat more fruit or vegetables. Or maybe you want to listen to me on Fun Kids every day, 1 o'clock, every weekday afternoon, right the way through till four, and also on our other Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast. That is a brilliant resolution. You should do that. Now, Bex is here, and she's telling us how she's keeping track of her resolution and how you can make your own resolution tracker too. It's time for Craft Corner.
All right, so have you got some New Year's resolutions that you want to keep a track of? Because if you want a great way to stay on top of your goals this year, we're going to make a New Year's resolution tracker. To make this, you will need a big sheet of cardboard, perhaps part of an old box maybe, some string, some glue, anything you want to decorate it. I'm doing glitter glue, I'm doing pom-poms, I'm going pipe cleaners, and loads of arty little bits like that. And you're also going to need some sticky notes, and, as with all of these crafts, the help of a grown-up too. So this one's really easy. Start by laying out some sticky notes on your card. I'm putting down 5 because I've got 5 New Year's resolutions. I'm basically deciding where these will go, and then I'm going to design the board around it. So what we're going to do is write our resolutions on these. It could be something like finish your homework or listen more to Activity Quest. And when you've done it, you can take it down. So when you've laid out where you want your sticky notes, draw around them. You can then decorate the rest of the board. Paint it, colour it, stick loads of stuff to it, make it look really decorative and awesome. So for me personally, I'm going to put some pipe cleaners around the squares, dot some pom-poms around, basically have a nice time. You could make it football themed with some squares of black paper in a big white circle, or you could make it Among Us themed with some coloured card and some felt. You could even make it Activity Quest themed, hint hint, by using some bright colours and then just stick my face right in the middle of it. That'll be pretty good, right? Remember, whatever you do, get the help of a grown-up when you're doing it. So when you're done, flip the board over and add some string so you can hang the board up. We're going to write our resolutions on individual sticky notes. And if you need some ideas, you could write stuff like, I'll clean my room every weekend. I'll take up a sport like climbing or cycling. I'll try new foods. Remember, a resolution is basically anything you want to achieve this year. So when you've written them down, put them in the gaps we left. Then when you complete a goal, you can take it down, or you could replace it with another. And there you have it, my New Year's resolution tracker.
Thank you, Bex. I wonder, have you set a New Year's resolution? Something that you wanna do through 2021? Maybe it's a new talent or skill that you want to learn? Let me know what it is. Leave it as a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this. Or send a message to us over at funkidslive.com/activityquest. All right, then. It's back to the real star of the show. We've already heard from her once this episode, and she's back. It's Double Anna Louise. This time, she's on her very own farm. She lives on Mini Motley Sanctuary, which is filled with mini chickens and sheep, miniature horses, loads more. And as we've spoken about all episode, it's a brand new year, which means it's a new season on the farm.
It's the start of 2021, and that means only one thing, that there's plenty of grub left over from Christmas and Boxing Day and all the festivities between Christmas and New Year, and plenty of food means lots of feasting for the animals. And as you know, we've got all sorts, from miniature horses to miniature sheep. We've got guinea fowl, which are a bird that originally came from Africa. And we've got chickens, great and small, tiny miniature chickens and rare breeds as well. And the poultry are brilliant because they're a bit like pigs and they're a bit like goats because they like to eat anything and everything. Now, you have to make sure, of course, before you give your poultry your leftover scraps and bits and bobs from your dinners and your breakfast, that it is safe to eat. So I always make sure, by checking on the internet or in books that I've got on my shelves, that they are able to eat it and that it's good for them. So when you're sure, then it's brilliant because nothing goes to waste, and it means all the food that we couldn't fill our tummies with, the animals get to enjoy and have a bit of a New Year celebration as well. In this little parcel package, we've got leftover egg fried rice. Oh, a tasty treat. They love to peck up really quickly. It's a bit of a challenge. They peck at the rice super quick and see who can gobble it down the fastest. It's a bit of a challenge between them. I've also, in this parcel, which I'm just opening up, oh yes, leftover chips, some of their favourites. Actually, Dez, the guinea fowl, he's bright white, he's got an amazing helmet shape on the top of his head, which all guinea fowl have. That's how you can identify them, that's how you can spot them, because it looks like they're wearing a hard hat on top of their head, and they've got big eyes and they like to sort of look at you and follow you around, and they fly in circles and they're incredible. They can fly up to the top of the house, they can fly over the fence, they're incredible and very agile. He loves this. Cold chips. Dev likes to, when I throw them up in the air, he likes to snatch them and run off proudly. He runs as fast as he can and he hides behind the tree so that none of the other poultry can steal his chips, so that he can tuck down and chow down on it in peace, so that he doesn't have to share. What have we got inside here? Oh yes, a jacket potato, our main cockerel called Elder Price. He absolutely loves jacket potato because I think it's because it's got the crispy outer sort of skin that's been crisped off in the oven, and then it's got the soft, juicy potato inside. He absolutely loves pecking through the outer shell and getting to the treat, the gold in the middle. Jacket potato. Right, let's take the potato and the rest of the chips over to our big chickens, our layers hens, who lay us nice fresh eggs every single morning, and our big cockerel Elder Price, who is very grand looking. He's white with a big red comb, which is the rubbery thing on top of their head. You can hear him getting excited for the jacket potato. There we go. And it's a race. They are pecking through the lovely crispy skin of the jacket potato, and they are munching as quickly as they can on the tasty potato. And you'll notice they will just peck at it very lightly, and then they'll absolutely, as soon as they get through into the centre, they'll eat it as much as they can. Lots of very happy, quiet poultry. I think they're settled for the day now that their tummies are full and they're sharing their feast. All that's left to say for now, while they carry on munching, it's making my tummy rumble, I'll tell you that, is a very happy new year from me and all of the animals at Mini Motley Sanctuary. Now, where are my chips?
Thanks again, Anna Louise. Double time for you this week. Make sure you get that logged. It's all we've got time for in this brand new episode of Activity Quest. Remember, whatever you do, however you do it, let us know at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Rate us, review and subscribe wherever you're listening to this as well. I've been Dan. Thank you for listening. This has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, or on the free Fun Kids mobile app, or on your smart speaker. So easy on there if you've got a new one for Christmas. Just wake it up with the magic word and say, play Fun Kids, and then you'll hear me and all your favourite songs every weekday from 1 PM. We've also got a brand new podcast schedule. Big news, something very exciting. Make a note of this. Activity Quest comes out on Monday. On Tuesdays, there's new episodes of Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit podcast as well. You can listen to that. Just search Sean and Robot, however you found this, and find out more at funkidslive.com/podcasts. And that's about it from me. I will see you soon. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.